the Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.
Hey everybody, it's Dan Latto from daniellatto.co.uk. So I'm here in Cyprus. We're on the two-day strategy and implementation intensive. The girls are just out doing some Facebook Live stuff to promote some of the work that we've been doing, which includes a squeeze page for a free draw worth £47, and it puts people into the sales funnel, and then it allows us to warm up those people to then lead them on to an offer that we can sell them to possibly later on. And if we don't sell them to, we just have to keep warming these people up, and then people will drip feed into some of the products that the client has to offer. So that's really cool. So just while they're doing that, I thought I'd do a couple of videos. And the first video I wanted to talk to you, I'm going to do separate videos, by the way, so I'm just keeping an eye on them to make sure they are over there somewhere. I don't know if you can see them. They're dancing on Facebook Live, which is not my thing at all. Maybe we should have a dance-off. Oh, I can see them dancing. Maybe we should have a dance-off, but I think I might lose. But anyway, so a couple of things I wanted to talk to you about was some of the stuff that's come up. And if it's coming up for these clients, it will come up for other clients too, you know? So let's just get to the nitty-gritty of it, and let's just, instead of having these problems and you don't realize, let's just talk about them now, so then you don't have those problems in the future and it doesn't affect your business like it's affecting other people's businesses. So the first one really is about like WordPress and backing up your stuff. Like, I always operate from a belief that if you don't know what you don't know, it's not your fault that you don't know what you don't know, but it kind of is as well, because you should be reading enough books to know that you should be backing up your WordPress site. So if your WordPress isn't being backed up right now, then what the heck are you doing? All it takes is for you to upload a post, and the post doesn't upload properly, and you get a 502 gateway, and your WordPress site's gone down, and you speak to the host, the people who host your website, and they're saying, well, actually, Dan, you need to just restore a backup. And you go, well, I haven't got backups. And you go, well, tough then, you've lost your website. Like, it's not quite as bad as that, but it feels as bad as that when your website's down and you've got Facebook traffic that's going to your website and it's not actually working, and you're trying to fix it and you're all panicking, when actually if you had backups, you could just fix it immediately and everyone's happy. Do you know what I mean? So I think the reason for this is that people just don't know how to back up the WordPress website. So let me tell you how to do it. Updraft Plus. So there's a WordPress plugin, it's called Updraft. You can pay for it, or you can use a free version. I think we're a paid user. I don't get affiliates for this. Maybe if I'm lucky and I remember, I'll put affiliate codes down at the bottom. But we'll put some links down at the bottom as well. But Updraft is a WordPress plugin. You plug, install it, you connect it up, and it takes a backup. And then it just needs somewhere to send the backup, so it's stored offline. So the conversation this morning was, you know, that's fine. Now your website's backed up and it wasn't before. That's really important. And the web designer should have pointed that out and wasn't really doing her job properly, in my opinion, but there you go. But anyway, we fixed that now. We've now got a backup. But then that leads me on to number two, right? What about your laptops? Are you backing up your laptops properly? What about your desktops and your servers? We don't have servers. All of this needs to be thought about. So let's just talk about that quickly. So on your laptop, you need Carbonite installed. Carbonite, it's like £60 or £70 a year. And whatever you save on your desktop or your laptop, it will just back it up. You need to tell it to back up videos because it doesn't do that automatically. And even then, I think it struggles sometimes. But if your laptop is in your house and the current backup that you use is a hard drive in your house and your house burns down, you've lost everything. Like 95% of businesses that lose everything have gone bust within the next 5 years. That's a fact, right? So you've got a choice. You can either hope it never happens, or if it does happen, so what? My Lenovo, don't buy one of the rubbish, but my Lenovo laptop, it's kind of, the motherboard went last week. Do you know what? 15 minutes, I was back up and running. I pulled out the old Asus laptop, which is what's in my bag right now. It's a little thing, 7 years old, and I just, I pulled out the hard drive out of the Asus, and as it happens, I have a box to plug it into, so I could still access the data. But even if the hard drive had failed, that's fine, it's no big deal. I would go to carbonite.com, and I would just download all my files again, and off I go. But 15 minutes from start to finish, that was the hiccup. all right, there's a bigger hiccup, and I need to go find another laptop. This one cost me a grand. I won't spend that much when it only lasted 2.5 years. i7 processor, fastest processor you can get. You know, although it's 2.5 years old, so there's latest, faster versions available. But you've got to think about all this stuff in terms of what happens if there's a fire and all your data goes missing. So, like, that's what you do if you're on a laptop. You just back it up via Carbonite. What if you've got 5 PCs and 5 laptops and a server? Okay, so it's really, really simple. This is what you do. You do your work on your laptop, and then at the end of each week or at the end of each day, however you want to do it, you just move whatever work you've been working on. I mean, a lot of it's online anyway because we're using SaaS, you know, application as a service software. So most of it's backed up because it's online anyway. But if it's not and it's Word and you're saving the Word file on your hard drive, you want to shove it into a folder. Okay, and then you copy that folder onto your little bit on the server. So you all your staff have their own little bits, and each member of staff moves that folder onto the server. Now, if they're desktops, okay, that are actually inside the organization, then no data should be stored on the PCs, none at all. All your data should be stored on your server. And then on your server, you've got a couple of hard drives that maybe mirror, you know, stripe and mirror each other. If you don't know what that means, just have a look. And then all that data in addition to that, so like if it mirrors, you have one hard drive and the other hard drive simply mirrors what happens on the first hard drive. So if the first hard drive fails, you still have a copy. But if a server sets on fire, you've lost both copies, but that's okay because then you back up the hard drive onto Carbonite. And all the data that's stored on all these desktops, that's on the server, and all the data that's stored on the laptops because people are dropping it onto it, that's stored. That's a really easy, simple way of backing up all your data. Using Carbonite, I don't know if you can still do this, but I used to be able to, but I think maybe they've stopped it. But you could back up your mobile phone device, all the pictures that you've taken, or anything that you've downloaded, you could store all that as well. So all of this is really doable, you know. It's just that if you don't know what you don't know, then you don't know to do it. So Carbonite.com is one, Updraft 2 is the next one. And so I just wanted to make a video about this because this is some of the stuff that came up on the morning, in that when you're protecting your business as you're moving forward, it's fine making lots of money, but you've got to be protecting it because they're out to get you. It's not paranoia if they really are out to get you, and they are out to get you. And they is the government. You know, if you lose, if all your accountancy data is on your computer goes, and you don't know, you know, you've got this bank account full of money, you don't know where it's come from, you don't know what your costs are, your tax bill is going to be massive. The government's out to get you. What is it? Not Moore's Law. Who's the other one? Sod's Law, I guess. Sod's Law is out to get you. If it can go wrong, I guarantee it will go wrong at the most inopportune time. You know, it's a little bit like when Windows does its updates. You know, just before you're about to start a PowerPoint presentation in front of 35 really important people, that's when Windows decides to update itself, right? It can happen, it will happen, it's just the way that it goes. And we know that, but despite knowing that, we still don't have backups. So there's two really good ways of backing up. First of all, your online data in terms of your website, and that should go to Updraft, and also your offline data, such as your laptops and your servers and your PCs, and we use Carbonite for that. So I hope that's useful for you. If you want any further clarification, just drop me a message. Come find me on Facebook. Come and subscribe to what we do. We send out videos and podcasts all day long. And we're at www.daniellatto.co.uk. And we'll speak to you on the next video. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
The Property Coaching and Wealth Creation Podcast, brought to you by property and business coach Daniel Latto. Join the conversation at www.daniellatto.co.uk. Remember to like and subscribe.